Genesis 45:15-14 says, "And he fell upon his brother Benjamin's neck and wept, and Benjamin wept upon his neck. Moreover, he kissed all his brethren and wept upon them. And after that, his brethren talked with him." We've discussed the fact that Joseph being found alive foreshadowed the shock of Jesus being found alive after his crucifixion and as a result of his bodily resurrection. We also discussed the fact that Joseph's brothers didn't recognize him until Joseph revealed himself, also foreshadowing how that on the road to Emmaus, Jesus would not was not recognized by his brethren until he revealed himself to them. But now we turn to the result of Joseph revealing himself, and that is with the reunion itself. Can you imagine the emotions, or maybe a complete numbness, that each of these men must have felt at that moment? To be standing in the presence of someone you hadn't seen in so long, you didn't even know what he looked like, didn't know what to even look for, when suddenly he's standing there just as real as life itself, and you're looking right into his face. This foreshadows the reunion that the disciples experienced as a result of Jesus revealing himself to them. And it also foreshadows that great reunion to come, when those of us who have yet to see the face of Jesus are going to see him at his revelation when he raptures us into his presence. Now, the accounts of the earthly reunion between Jesus and his disciples shows them in stunned unbelief for the most part, and there's no mention of hugs and kisses. As a matter of fact, when Jesus revealed himself to Mary in John 20:17, it tells us that Jesus saith unto her, "Touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father." He then simply says, "But go to my brethren and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God." And when he returns, there are no records of anyone embracing Jesus. So we don't know if we'll get the opportunity to actually hug him or give him a holy kiss. But in the glory of his presence, it'll be one of thorough, complete love, joy, and peace like nothing we've ever experienced. We've never seen his face, but it'll still be a reunion because we have already been in union with him by faith in his death, burial, and resurrection. You may recall the words of Jesus in John 20:29, where it says, "Jesus saith unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed." That's us. And Peter wrote this in 1 Peter 1:8-9, speaking of Jesus, "Whom having not seen, ye love. In whom, though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls." We are saved in a legal sense, but the day is coming when we'll be completely, practically, and eternally saved out of this world and in the presence of Jesus, as described in 1 Thessalonians 4:16-18. "For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words." We will be reunited with all the believers we've ever known, with all the believers we've never even met. But the best part is to see Jesus and look into his eyes and praise him for his wonderful salvation, praising him face to face. At that moment, his face will be revealed to us, as Jesus said in John 14:3, "I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also." And if you'll receive it, it's all pictured for us right there in the life of Joseph and his reunion with his father and his brethren and the many family members that he had never met up to that point when that reunion took place. You know, I wake up every morning disappointed that I wasn't raptured during the night. But I get over it before I finish my first cup of coffee, thinking about that moment when I will be in his presence and will see Jesus face to face.